From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Singer Michael Jackson has reportedly been rushed to a hospital in Los Angeles. A fire department official tells the Los Angeles Times that paramedics had to perform CPR when they arrived at his home because Jackson wasn't breathing. Civil liberties groups are cheering a decision the U.S. Supreme Court handed down today. The court said that officials at a middle school in Arizona violated the law when they strip-searched a teenaged girl for banned prescription drugs. Adam Wolf is the American Civil Liberties Union lawyer who represented Savannah Redding. He says the ruling sets out some new ground rules for student searches.
The court was clearly troubled by the search that happened to Savannah and laid out a pretty stringent standard, which is that a school official can execute a strip search only in extraordinary circumstances.
And the court found educators should not force children to remove their clothing unless there is a question of student safety, but it did not hold the schools financially liable. The Supreme Court has also ruled that defendants have the right to cross-examine forensic analysts whose reports are used as evidence. The opinion overturns a lower court ruling, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The man who brought this case is a cocaine dealer who was convicted partly on the basis of crime lab analysis. He said the analysis was faulty, and he argued that he should be able to cross-examine the analyst. Lower courts said no. When it went to the high court, some states said crime labs will become terribly backed up if defendants are allowed to call crime analysts to the stand. But writing for the majority, Justice Antonin Scalia said that obviously is not the case. Many states already let defendants cross-examine forensic analysts, and Scalia wrote, "Perhaps the best indication that the sky will not fall after today's decision is that it has not done so already." The opinion created unusual alliances. Justices Ginsburg, Souter, Stevens, and Thomas joined Scalia in the majority. Justice Kennedy wrote a dissent, joined by Roberts, Alito, and Breyer. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder was on Capitol Hill today testifying in support of legislation that expands federal hate crime statutes to cover sexual orientation, gender, and those with disabilities. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House already passed a hate crimes prevention bill back in April. The Senate Judiciary Committee has similar legislation pending. It provides grants and training for state prosecutors, but also allows federal prosecutors to step in when appropriate. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
Just as when I first testified on this issue in 1998, bias-motivated acts of violence divide our communities, intimidate our most vulnerable citizens, and damage our collective spirit.
Republicans on the committee expressed skepticism that such legislation is needed, arguing that there's no evidence that states are failing to prosecute such crimes when they occur. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stocks rallied today. The Dow closed up 172 points, and NASDAQ gained 37. This is NPR. House Democratic leaders are working to line up enough votes to get a controversial climate change bill passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says progress is being made and that Democrats plan to bring it up soon, possibly as early as tomorrow. Republicans largely oppose the House version, arguing that it amounts to a massive energy tax. TV icon Farrah Fawcett died today in a Santa Monica hospital after a three-year battle with cancer. She was 62. From Los Angeles, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Best known for her long, flowing, feathered hair and stunning smile, Fawcett became one of the 1970s biggest sex symbols. Her iconic poster in a slightly wet red swimsuit sold millions. She burst into instant stardom with her role as one of three beautiful yet highly trained police detectives answering to a mysterious boss.
It's Charlie Angel. Time to go to work.
But after one season of Charlie's Angels, Fawcett left to pursue a movie career. Recently, Fawcett aired a TV documentary chronicling her battle with cancer.
Cancer is a disease that is mysterious, headstrong, and makes its own rules.
Her longtime partner, Ryan O'Neill, said in a statement that he takes comfort knowing that Farrah brought so much joy to so many people around the world. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Texas billionaire Alan Stanford has pleaded not guilty to charges he swindled investors out of $7 billion as part of a massive investment scam. Stanford entered his plea during his arraignment in federal court in Houston today. He and three former executives of his Stanford Financial Group were indicted last week. The three others also entered not guilty pleas. Stanford has been in federal custody since he was arrested in Virginia last week. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.